Our next story starts in the bullpen of the Portland Mavericks. Now, you may not remember them. They were an independent minor league baseball team that folded in 1977. The team was owned by the actor Bing Russell. He was famous for his role in the longtime TV series Bonanza. Two Mavericks players at the time, Rob Nelson and Jim Bouton, were not big fans of what most of their team members loved to do, chew tobacco and spit it, too. Nelson had an idea. Reporter Anna McDonald has written about that idea and the result for FoxSports.com. We've asked Anna and Rob Nelson to tell us about what's come to be known as Big League Chew. Now, Rob, I know that you have told this story a gazillion times, but again, please tell us about the moment when you had the big idea.
The story never gets old. It was the right field bullpen at what used to be called Civic Stadium here in Portland, Oregon. And you have a lot of free time out in the bullpen, just shooting the breeze and enjoying the evening with your teammates. And an idea came to me after I observed teammates who were spitting and chewing the other stuff, we call it. And I was never a big fan of chewing tobacco. And I turned to teammate Jim Bouton and asked him if he ever chewed it. And he and I had the same experience. We tried it once and thought it was kind of disgusting and really didn't make much sense. And an inning or so later, I said, for some time I've had an idea to shred bubble gum so we could blow great bubbles and not make ourselves ill, but we'd still look cool. And Jim Bouton loved the idea. He said, Rob, I think I could sell that idea. And Jim had a lot of business background, so it was the perfect convergence of somebody with a philosophy degree and somebody with a big business background, and things happened.
Things happened, and thus was the birth of Big League Chew. How many years ago was that?
Well, that was the summer of 1977.
Summer of 77, and how many pouches of Big League Chew have been sold since then?
Oh, I think at last count over 700 million. I mean, it's a preposterous number.
Yeah, and who's counting? You are.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, and why wouldn't you be? So, Anna McDonald, you decided to write about this. What reason did you decide to focus on Big League Chew?
Yeah, so as a little girl playing softball growing up, the first thing we'd do after our softball game was we'd run over to the concession stand and buy a Big League Chew. You know, it's the shredded bubble gum in a pouch, and you could, you know, as a kid, you could take as much as you wanted or as little as you wanted. You could kind of fold the pouch up later and save some for, you know, when you're back at home. And every kid growing up loved Big League Chew. And so, you know, I had no idea of how this gum was invented. I mean, who would think of this idea? Who would come up with an idea for shredded bubble gum in a pouch? So that's kind of, I was always curious about it and had the opportunity to dig around and report and figure out where this fabulous idea came from.
Rob, how did you decide from that conversation that you had with Jim in the bullpen that this could become an actual product? What did you do to even raise the money?
Well, you know, Jim Bouton used to say that, you know, I had the inspiration and he was the perspiration, and he's absolutely right. Jim put up the money for me to make some prototypes. As luck would have it, when I was with the Portland Mavericks, I didn't make the team in the beginning, but I created the Little Mavericks Baseball School. And one of the ball players there was the son of a prominent patent and trademark attorney. As it turned out, we'd gone to the same university about a decade apart. But Dan Chernoff and I really hit it off. And he did all the legal work for us. And Jim Bouton put up the money. And we made some prototypes. And Jim went out pounding the pavement. Took him 2 years to find a company to agree that this wacky idea might have legs. And that was over 3 decades ago.
3 decades ago. And what did the first incarnations of Big League Chew look like and taste like?
Well, the flavor was fantastic, and the chemist will tell you there's something about the ratio of the shreds and the softness that kids absolutely love. And as Anna said, the fact that you could stuff as much as you wanted into your mouth was always a fun factor. Plus, it allowed you to share with your friends without dealing with a lot of wrappers. The flavor was great. The packaging was awesome. There was an artist, Bill Mayer out of Atlanta, Georgia, who created the Mad Magazine-type look of the Big League Chew characters. When Jim first saw them, he said, Rob, these look like our Portland Maverick teammates. These guys do not look like baseball players. And we thought, well, that's perfect.
And why, by the way, did you decide on shredded gum? What's the shredding all about?
Well, the shredded just seemed to work in that same kind of package as what used to be the leafy tobacco look. It just made sense to me that you didn't have to deal with individual pieces of paper, which were all over dugouts and bullpens in America. The fact that you could just grab a handful and stuff it in your mouth, it was looked more like a bowl of pasta than anything else. And it was just kind of dumb luck that when you started chomping on that, it allowed you to put a little bit more, such that, you know, in some games, I'd get to about the fifth inning, I could blow bubbles the size of a soccer ball. And I wasn't alone in doing that.
Did you ever think, since you're making something that's going to be an alternative to macho chewing tobacco, as disgusting as it might be, did you ever think that pink should not be the way to express your own machismo in terms of the color of the gum?
Well, it's interesting you could say that, because I went to the Fred Meyer grocery store across from the ballpark here in Portland and picked up some root beer extract and some maple extract, because that was exactly my thinking back in the 70s. I wanted it to have that really rough and tumble look, but it was disgusting. It just didn't work. And the Wrigley people said, "Rob, you're the idea guy. We know how to make gum. And pink is the way to go." And they were absolutely right. Although I will say this, my preference is the purple. I love grape Big League Chew. That's my number one.
I wonder, Anna, in your reporting on this, can you make a distinction between players who chew chewing tobacco and players who chew Big League Chew?
I talked to some ex-Major League Baseball players, and the thing that they said was the Big League Chew kept them as kids away from chewing tobacco. So what I kept hearing was, you know, girlfriends or somebody would send them a box of bubble gum and say, just chew gum instead of chewing tobacco. And, you know, in baseball, there's just a lot of time to stand around. And so Big League Chew as kids, when they were on the Little League field, was just the perfect substitute to keep them away from chewing tobacco.
But can you draw a profile of the kind of player who would choose gum over tobacco, chewing tobacco?
Well, I can answer that. I mean, I know that tobacco in a pouch sales have dropped by over two-thirds since Big League Chew came out there. You just don't see the old Lenny Dykstra image in the 80s of a guy just dribbling with that disgusting stuff. The ball players are too smart to do that. So it's the younger players that are chewing the bubble gum. One of my biggest fans is Clint Hurdle, who is the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he absolutely loves Big League Chew, and his players come into the skipper's office and pilfer his Big League Chew all the time. Last spring training, when I went down to meet Buster Posey, he is the catcher for the San Francisco Giants, and he has been, I guess, unofficially declared the face of baseball. And I think the whole idea of just having something to do, to chew and to blow bubbles, is a lot cooler thing for players today. One, because it's fun, and two, it doesn't have a deleterious effect on your health. Now, ball players today, if they get an extra 2 or 3 years in the big leagues, we're talking tens of millions of dollars. And players are not dumb. They know the bottom line is you want to be healthy, you want to be able to go out and play your A game. Now, I'm not saying that bubblegum is health food, but I am saying it's a fun thing for guys to do that's not going to give the health issues that in the olden days chewing tobacco would do.
Anna, in your story, you make an interesting relationship between the birth of Big League Chew and the place where it all started, and that's basically with the Portland Mavericks, when Jim and Rob were both playing for the Mavericks. What's the tie?
The tie is that it didn't seem like Big League Chew would have been possible without Bing Russell's influence in their life.
Russell created the Portland Mavericks. This, by the way, the actor Kurt Russell's father.
Can I say something about Bing Russell?
Sure.
You know, Bing was a character actor. He was the deputy sheriff on Bonanza. He was a hugely talented guy. He was a Dartmouth graduate. He was just saw the world differently than anybody else. And the last year of the Mavericks, I was involved with the tryouts, and Bing said, "We've got 300 guys out there. We want to give them the opportunity to find out that they can't play baseball so they can get on with their life. And if baseball is that vehicle, that would be great." But he just had this attitude that everybody should just be given every opportunity to find out what was possible. And when I didn't make the team and told him I had an idea for a baseball day camp, Within 10 days, we had the Little Maverick Baseball School. He would grab ideas that made sense because he was as much involved and as much interested in ball players who love the game of baseball, who could play the game of baseball. And that enthusiasm was infectious. Whether you were a 14-year-old Todd Field, the bat boy, or me, 28 years old, 27 years old, just trying to hang on to play single-A baseball. Bing Russell just, he evaluated people on their merit. And absolutely love that guy. And Anna's 100% correct. There would be no Big League Chew without Bing Russell.
Do you guys both still chew Big League Chew?
Oh, I chew it all the time. I have 11-year-old twins and a 15-year-old daughter, and I can still kick their butt when we get into a competition.
It's nice to talk to you both. Thank you. Anna McDonald, Major League Baseball reporter in St. Louis. Her story about the origins of Big League Chew can be found on our website, hereandnow.org. And Rob Nelson, who played on the Portland Mavericks from 1975 to 77. He is the co-creator of Big League Chew with fellow team member Jim Boughton. Great to talk to you both. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.